group with title Berakit Rocket ke Hulu. Yes, a song that was released in 1990s. Hopefully this can also make you feel enthusiastic in doing your daily activities. Berakit-rakit kita ke Hulu, yes. That song from Jamrud with title Berakit-rakit ke Hulu. Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, after listening music from Jamrud with title Berakit Rakit ke Hulu, let's listen to our another information about, you know, it is also related to, still related to the nuance or atmosphere of the holy months of Ramadan. Yes, do you know iftar? What's that, Faisal? What is it? Yes, iftar is an Arabic language, listener. Iftar is, you know, the fast breaking evening meal, or namely Muslim in Ramadan at the time of, you know, before, yeah, this is a calling to prayer of the Maghrib prayer, I mean. Yes, this is, you know, is the second meal or day. The daily fast during Ramadan begins immediately after the pre-dawn meal or sahur, and it also continues during the daylight hours, ending with sunset with the evening meal or iftar. So usually for Muslims, when, I mean, before they break fasting, you know, that sometimes, and even in Indonesia, usually a lot of Muslim Indonesia, maybe around 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock p.m. in the afternoon, before they break their fasting, they sometimes, you know, find out some meals and even like beverages also, ice, and even culinary and even traditional food. Usually the trader or sellers sell their merchandise or their food or beverage inside of the street, listeners. Sometimes in the sidewalk here, and even you know, in some of alleys, and you know, around the environment, yeah, of the house. Iftar, yes, Indonesian Muslim really you know, find out every afternoon before they break their fast, because lots of culinary, lots of, you know, traditional food, and even they would like to search, they are able to buy directly for many sellers who are selling you know, their culinary or traditional food and even beverages. But fantastically, in 2023, UNESCO added iftar to its list of intangible cultural heritage. Wow, that's great. Wonderful. It has been an intangible cultural heritage and approved by UNESCO in 2023. Yes, iftar. Thank you.
is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as kempol peret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. As kempol peret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as kempol peret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call kempol as rice meatball, because it is round made of rice and its white color. According to the story, kempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Peret is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol peret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or cream sticky rice tapeh. For one bowl of escampole claret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Kanang aku indahnya sang mentari membangunkanku dari tidur yang lelap ini. Sinarmu yang terang mulai memasuki mata dan mengusirku dari alam mimpi.
Dan kini ku berdegar segera siapkan
diriku untuk mulai menjalani hari ini. Datangnya pagi ini dan ku katakan embun membasahi dunia dan mulai mengawali hari ini dan ku katakan kau burung bernyanyi dan kini ku siap menjalani hari ini. Siapkan dirimu untuk memulai menjalani hari ini. Sampai membasahi dunia dan mulai mengawali hari ini. Dan ku katakan kau burung bernyanyi kesini ku siap menjalani hari ini.
Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, I hope that you are still fine and still focused on doing your daily activities. Well, especially for Muslim, I'd like to yeah, Muslim around the world, I would like to greet you that, because you know this is still today is still the atmosphere of the holy months of Ramadan. I would like to say that please just hold all kind of activities during holy month Ramadan very well, and still feel enjoyable in carrying out about your daily activities. We hope that you are still strong and still loyal, and even still still have much spirit in having or running about the day. Wherever you are, I hope that this holy month of Ramadan, especially for today, you are able to do it very well, and this can also make about your the activity in Ramadan as kind of dedication, and even as about the obligation, especially because this is also a must, yeah, for Muslim to do fasting. So please keep strong and also keep enjoyable, and also keep the faith, yeah, for all Muslims around the world. Well, we have also another wise word that would like to share you. Now it is from Cut Nya Din. Do you know her? Yes, he is a hero. She is a hero from the province of Nangro, Aceh Darussalam. But Cut Nya Din has also many wise words. But one of his famous, one of her famous wise words is, "No greed is more influential than a good role model." Yes, Cut Nya Din is a national hero, and her spirit for independence never fully curbed in front of the enemy. Even when she was sick, Cut Nya Din always upheld her principles and belief in Islam. Well, after sharing you wise word from Cut Nya Din, now let's listen to the song from Air with title Bintang.
memberi cahayanya di setiap insan. Malam yang dingin, ku harap engkau memberikan kerinduan di selamim sini.
Pandai berdusta, jujur saja kau boleh juga. Tak bisa ku pungkiri hatinya mentiap kau ada.
West Sumatra is famous for its savory and tasty culinary. West Sumatra foods are rich in spices. Besides savory culinary, West Sumatra also has delicious desserts, one of which is Bika cake. Bika stands from biskuit koto baru asli or new original koto biskuit. The biskuit is the traditional snack of Koto Baru city in West Sumatra. Sometimes the cake is also known with the name Kue Neraka Rasa Surga, which means the cake that looks like hell but it is just heavenly delicious. After preparing the batter of the cake, which is made from flour, coconut water and sugar, the second step of making the cake is by pouring the batter to a pot. Before pouring the cake into the pot, we have to lay banana leaf and thick wood. The batter is baked by using firewood came from cinnamon trees. If you want to try Bika cake, you can buy it in Padang Raya Street, Bukit Tinggi. The price of the cake is affordable, namely it only costs 7,000 rupiah. You can also enjoy the cake with a cup of coffee. Environment and Forestry, the average Indonesian produces around 0.7 kilograms of waste per day. Almost 10 million people live in Jakarta. That's a whole lot of waste.
Bantigabang is 40 kilometers west of Jakarta. It's Indonesia's largest landfill. They process around 8,000 tons of rubbish every day. Around 18,000 families call it home. According to locals, some scavengers take 15 to 20 paracetamol at a time. Grueling days are spent picking through decaying food scraps and glistening coloured plastics. Most make less than $10 per day. On the 30th of January 2019, Reza Bonard spoke to a room full of professionals, diplomats and journalists on the 42nd floor of Jakarta's World Trade Center. The event was held by the professional women's group from the British Chamber of Commerce, Indonesia. At the front of the room, standing about 5 foot tall, she spoke clearly and confidently in English, her second language. It was strong enough to be well understood, but flawed enough to hold strong Indonesian character.
Okay, my name is Reza. I grew up in Bantigabang. People call me Princess of the Dam. I'm a princess. I don't have bracelet. I don't have a crown, so I'm just Reza from Bantigabang. The best dam ever. This is how we call our program, our project in Bantigabang.
Reza is from West Sumatra. Her family moved to Bantigabang when she was just a little girl. They watched it transform from rice paddies to wasteland. Reza's 18-year-old sister, Ian, told me the hardest part about being from Bantigabang is the way that people treat you. Reza told me why her parents decided to move to the area.
Oh, my home life, you can feel like the truck is queuing for hours just to load the rubbish. Before, 24 years ago, it was the beautiful rice field. So in front of my home and beside my home. The reason why my parents bought this land, because my parents want me to experience to live nearby the rice field.
Reza Bonard was picked on in school. Her shoes smelt like cat poo. Despite hardship, she was able to receive a university education in Depok.
I was lucky. I got my foster parents from the UK, so I got scholarship to study in the university. Otherwise, I couldn't stay in front of you today because I don't know anything about English, how to say. Even my English is broken, but I'm very confident to speak in front of you.
She enjoyed a fruitful career in technology and she's an activist. She's passionate about women, children and education in Indonesia. That's why she founded BGBG, an activity centre cross hostel. The name directly translates to Seeds of Bantigabang. She's giving back to her community.
If you're like, why you climb Bantigabang as the best dam ever? Because we say like, if people call this place as like nasty, disgusting, stinky. Me, the one who grew up in Bantigabang, this is the best place, the best dam. Because I can grow up here, I met my foster parents in Bantigabang because of my broken English. And then we have BGBG, the place to motivate the children to never scare, to dream high.
BGBG describes itself as a hostel and hub, or the kingdom of Bantigabang. Foreigners and Indonesians stay at the dump and volunteer. Carpenters build facilities and students teach English.
Send your waste to Bantigabang, your rubbish to Bantigabang. So come to Bantigabang and clean it.
Reza says all of the children from BGBG are like her brothers and sisters, but she also has one biological sister.
I told the children many times, if you have problem at school, no matter public or private, I will come to talk to the principal. Because happened to my sister Ian before, she has no birth certificate, elementary school. I went to the school, talked to principal. This girl lived with me. I'm the one who paid for her school. And then she has no birth certificate, but she needs education and I want her in the best school. And then the principal said to me, yeah, but we need birth certificate. I said, with or without birth certificate, she needs education.
Now, Now, Reza's sister Ian studies international relations at the Institute of Social and Political Science in Jakarta. Every weekend, she travels by train and motorbike rideshare to Bunta Gebang. She helps teach English classes during the weekend. I asked her how she feels about coming from Bunta Gebang.
I'm happy for like when I grow up and then I like we have like teachers who tell us about like it doesn't matter where we're from, if we do work hard and then we believe that we can make it, because like in BGBG they always tell it's not about money, it's about like you treat other people nicer.
If you're interested in volunteering and visiting the dump, or to contribute something to the BGBG project, you can find out more at bgbg.org. But if you do go and visit, please don't hold your nose, because to Ian and Reza, it's the best dump in the world.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song called Isen Mulang. Isen Mulang is a motto of the Dayak tribe of Central Kalimantan, Indonesia, which means never back down. The meaning of Isen Mulang is always being oriented towards achievement or good result. The song was composed by Abe Sandan. The lyrics tell about the Dayak tribe who are brave and never give up. The song also invites people of all ages to move forward together. Isen Mulang becomes the motto of the city of Palangkaraya, Central Kalimantan. Well, listener, here is the song Isen Mulang by Yuldi F., Siska Friskila, and Lisa Bahan. Enjoy the song.
Thank you. digital with new look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Yeah. Sambawe is a typical snack from Bhutan. The snack is not sold in public. Generally, Kambawe is served during family events or festivity, for example during Idul Fitri or the celebration of Muslims. Kambawe is cooked in large portion and it will be given by a host to his or her neighbors. The host will also feed the guests who come to his or her house. This tradition symbolizes the hospitality of the host. To appreciate the kindness and hospitality of the host, the guests will voluntarily give the host some money. Making Kambawe is simple. Firstly, we must clean the corn husks thoroughly. We need to separate the corn from its husk thoroughly. The husk will be used to mold the cake. Afterwards, we must prepare the main ingredients such as 50 baby corns, brown sugar, and grated coconut. Thirdly, we must grate the baby corns or blend them smoothly. After completing the batter, the next step is to mix the corn batter with brown sugar and grated coconut. Then mix the batter evenly. After that, pour the batter into the husks. Lastly, steam the Kambawe. Finally, Kambawe is ready to serve. Kambawe is rich in taste. The taste can be savory and sweet. Enjoying Kambawe will be more flavor with chili paste and fish soup.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, next up is a song from Southeast Sulawesi Province.
Voice of Indonesia. The song
Tana Wario was composed by Laode.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Here is the news. The Indonesian government plans to establish a task force to implement protective measures for the northern coastal area of Java Island, including the construction of a giant sea wall. Deputy Minister of Public Works Diana Kusuma Stuti on Wednesday conveyed that President Prabowo Subianto has appointed Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development Agus Harimurti to oversee the construction of the giant wall and formation of a task force for Pantura's handling. President Prabowo Subianto summoned Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono and Public Works Minister Dodi Hanggodo to the Presidential Palace Jakarta to discuss waste management. Speaking to reporters before meeting with the President, Agus Harimurti noted that his ministry seeks guidance from the head of state on waste management related issues. That's the news.
tak bisa berikan padamu segalanya. Hanya kehadiran untuk selalu ada, bahkan jika harus saat ini juga. Tunggu di sana sejenak saja. Oh yeah, ku akan ada untuk bersamamu segera. Coba dengarkan dia, yeah. Oh yeah, hanya untukmu aku janjikan ku akan selalu ada. Selalu berarti sentuhan tak akan terganti. Di sampingmu semua bisa ku lalui. Ku kan datang saat ini juga. Tunggu di sana sejenak saja. Oh yeah, ku akan ada untuk bersamamu segera. Coba dengarkan dia.
Aku yang punya, takkan ku tahu.